Hi, I'm Dana Irvine, and I am the Wise to Find Women podcast. I'm here to help you go from fed up to faith fueled, helping you to become the wise divine woman that God has called you to be. We all know how God has created plants and as food and as medicine. Today, we're going to talk about the benefits of castor oil. Again, one of those incredible plants with many healing properties and many multitude of applications to it. I have been using the Queen of Thrones. It's just an easy, organic, hexa-free product. And so I picked this one up in Ottawa. You can pick it up at your favorite health food store. It comes with a beautiful applicator for your eyelashes and eyebrows. It also comes with a beautiful sleep mask. Again, it has sort of a waterproof side and then beautiful wool on the other. And I love it. I actually help it find, I sleep better with it, to be perfectly honest with you. So I've been doing this for a week now, week and a half. And I believe, well, one, it's helped with really fine lines, but I'm doing a few other things like my beautiful skin spray and beautiful nourishing oils with lots of organic products there as well. So it's a multitude of things, but I really do find I have restful sleep. With that, I have the benefit of that is that I'm trying to reduce inflammation in my eyes and remove the lymphatic congestion, which I find often on my AO scans. So, removing that congestion, helping to reduce inflammation behind the eyes, and helping to, anti-age. I love it. I think it's fantastic. If you've never tried Queen of Oils, there we go. That is Dr. Oh, she's out of Kitchener. She's amazing. Marisol, Dr. Marisol. And so she is incredible. And so get in touch and reach out for those. I've also had to use the castor oil, the organic larger bottle. And again, that was with, and this needs to be soaked because I use it every single day. So this is the larger belly pad. Again, same waterproof organic material on the back. And then we have 100% cotton wool here on the front. So I use that over my liver. I use it over my belly. It helps to just nourish the liver. My thoughts is it nourishes the liver since that's one of my weaknesses and also helps promote bowel movements. Now, they don't recommend using castor oil internally, but you sure can, and it does help with bowel movements as well. Not too much as it causes irritation. In a few minutes, I'll talk about the benefits and some great bonuses to why you want to use castor oil or start using it. But when it comes to breast health, this is just a nursing pad. It's organic. I had just put some castor oil in there and my health, I smelt it because I put my healthy breast oil on there that I had created for the Touch Your Tatas program. And I love it. It smells incredible. It has frankincense and thyme and lemon, rose, and a variety of other ones. So again, I'm just tucking it into my bra and just leaving it for the day, letting my natural heat work and absorb the castor oil through there. So let's talk about what exactly are the benefits of breast oil. I mean, well, we know the benefits of breast oil, which I'll talk another time, and I've talked about it in the past, but castor oil, right? So one thing I use it on my breast because I have dense breasts. I'm trying to just reduce those lumps and bumps in my theories, in my thoughts, and in my process. I have used it on my liver to just give the nourishment and love and care to the liver that I need since I've always challenged it with either drinking or too much coffee, perhaps too much fatty food, and a bit of anger and spite. So, anyways, I also use it on my eyes. Next week, I'm going to start using it on my thyroid, and I actually use it on my C-section scar. So, I also take an organic panty liner or a maxi pad, and I put some castor oil in there, and I just put it inside my underwear, put it along my C-section scar, and just leave it there every day. So there's many different ways that I do use it, and I will be buying probably some replacement pads from Amazon, and I'll link that here as well. But there are some really great benefits for your liver health and breast health for using castor oil. So one, it helps detoxify the liver. Castor oil is a potent natural laxative. It helps to flush out toxins from the liver and promote healthy liver function. Again, we're just applying it on top. We're not taking it internally, and we are just allowing that natural castor oil, the high omega-9 component, that linoleic acid, just to sort of break up the congestion and scar tissue and break up a bit of that stagnation to hope that it clears. One, it also has the ability to reduce inflammation. So many people have used it over the belly, used it in breast, used it in liver, especially when the liver is inflamed, but also has you have used it in other parts of the body where the body is sore. The castor oil has an anti-inflammatory property that can help reduce inflammation and again help reduce the risk of liver damage or repair that. And again, these are not medical. You always have to go double check with your medical doctor. Always run your labs, your blood work. Do ultrasound for the liver or do a liver scan if they're available. And so you always want to err on the side of caution. And then you just naturally want to support the liver with simple items like castor oil, sort of non-invasive way just to love and support the liver. But you also want to be eating for liver health, and you also want to be taking antioxidants to help support the function of the liver naturally through food and then supplementation. It also helps to boost your immune system. Castor oil contains rinolenic acid, which has been shown to support the immune system, protecting the liver from infection and disease. It helps promote breast health. Castor oil can be applied topically to the breast and help support healthy breast tissue. Now, the issue with breast tissue and the issue with dense breast, it's not a disease. It's just a syndrome. It's just the way life is. One, dense breast tissue can also sort of indicate that you may have a hormonal imbalance with sort of an estrogen dominance in the body. Not estrogen dominance in the sense that, you know, you've got high estrogens, but perhaps, and again, always check with your doctor or naturopath, but it can have this aspect that your liver is congested and you're piling up those estrogenic toxins without eliminating them. So one, estrogen, as I've said this many times, is cleared from the body through the bowels. Estrogen is metabolized in the liver. Estrogen is attracted to fatty tissue. So we have lots of dense fatty tissue in our breasts, which then with our lymphatic system, all the garbage gets stuck there. We don't touch our breasts. That's why I have Touch Your Tatas program. I have healthy breast oil, and we talk about touching our breasts, moving our lymphatic system and supporting the health of it and the elimination of toxins and the clearing of reduction of the lymph inflammation. Castor oil seems a logical choice. So it helps reduce breast pain. So we know that it can help reduce pain in joints and help with that tension or that buildup of muscle tissue as well. So with this, it can be applied just topically. It can be reduced breast pain caused by fibrocystic breast syndrome, a common condition that causes painful lumps. Again, estrogen dominance, just fibrocystic tissue in the blood, and it just collects in the breast. It helps us prevent cancer. So the castor oil contains compounds which have been shown to inhibit the growth of breast cancer cells, reducing the risk of breast cancer. So I will link study notes or research notes to that. I can't say it unless there's something to back me up. But you have to understand, we're trying to clear toxins. We're trying to protect our cells. We're trying to protect the mitochondria. And we're trying to eliminate that potential of disease cells or toxins in the body, in the breast tissue, to be eliminated quickly so that it doesn't have that opportunity to multiply and or cause a DNA change to the cells in that area, right? It's all about prevention. Now, in reducing breast swelling, We know that it has the up it castor oil has the ability to relieve inflammation, help remove the fluid out of the way, and help break up cystic activity. So if you have swelling in the breast, even when you're breastfeeding, castor oil is a great way, or with mastitis, castor oil has a great ability to help break that down and calm the body. It helps promote lymphatic drainage. Now, I'm not sure if I've said it here. I have loved Dr. Perry Nicholson's Big Six. I'll leave in the show notes my step-by-step guide to mapping the breast, but also the Big Six lymphatic activation. If you haven't seen it, you have to go there. The Big Six is this really fantastic six ways, 6 points on the body to rub, tap, and circle lymphatic activation. Using the castor oil as well helps to promote this lymphatic drainage just as much. Helps to remove that breast swelling, helps to move that lymphatic flow through here, helps to support the liver health and the spleen health, everything that's there, because you need to have the liver to clean the lymphatic fluid out of the way and all the toxins out of the way. So it's a really great benefit. Make sure you're YouTubing the Dr. Perry Big Six. Makes sense. Start low and slow. So just do it five times. You don't have to be naked. You don't have to dry brush. You don't have to shower after. You can do it any time of day, preferably morning and night. Do it five times, then 10. He recommends 20. So I've probably been doing it too much. I've released too many toxins, really challenged my immune system and got a cold. So I'm working hard at it. I'm doing the do, working the work, and taking the antioxidants, getting sleep, and also using my frequencies to help with all of these sort of pathogens. Also using my red light as well to help combat any bacteria. So now it's just the healing process. Now, the theory with castor oil, it also has the ability to help prevent gallstones. Castor oil can prevent the formation of gallstones by promoting healthy bile flow from the liver to the gallbladder. That, again, in using the larger wrap nightly, helps just nourish, apply those renolytic acids into that area, help break down any congestion, help eliminate or help prevent that bile buildup, because you're moving, you're draining, you're absorbing those acids, and you're giving the liver what it needs for that proper digestion, proper bile elimination, and proper calcification breakdowns. So, finally, we're using castor oil to help support a hormone balance, a healthy hormone balance. It can help support both our liver, our breast health, and our bowel movements, reducing inflammation throughout the body, giving the nourishment to each of the organs that it needs to give and take. I always find that castor oil seems to be a bit of a give and take, giving the love and nourishment, let's say, to the liver. Just providing those acids as needed, giving that gentle warmth. It's like a really wonderful hug. Same with the breast, just giving the nourishment that it needs. I like the application of the addition of the essential oils within my healthy breast oil. If you would like a really fantastic breast oil, get your hands on St. Francis breast oil. It was originally designed as a mastitis oil, and has poke and calendula and mullein and beautiful essential oils and many more herbs as well. And that's a Canadian product, St. Francis Herb Farm breast oil. If at minimum what you do is apply breast oil morning and night, or add drops to it to your pads for your breast when you're doing the castor oil. Again, it's just giving it what it needs. If you understand essential oils, it's always that give and take of what the body may need at the right time, at the right place, depending and it changes and it's adaptable, right? So I find with using the breast oil, and St. Francis has changed its theory, or has changed its sort of thought process of not only reducing inflammation, because it was a mastitis oil to originally, to just being a breast oil, because it does have that component and ability not only to reduce inflammation, reduce bacteria aspect in the breast tissue, but also to restore vitality, drain the breast, and break down cystic activity. Read about it. I'll actually add the WIMIS or the PDF on the St. Francis breast oil, Health Canada approved, incredible product. And with the addition of castor oil on top of that, I think you have the ability to do something really simple and healthy for your body that's really sort of non-invasive, really gentle, and it is a time-tested remedy. So some, just to close up here, there are some really great benefits to castor oil. And do your own research, please. Understand, recognize that there's lots of research out there. And again, it's just a gentle topical application. If you do have bowel issues and you're using castor oil to eliminate your bowels, please make sure you're taking enough fiber. Make sure that you are massaging the belly. Make sure that you have checked with your doctor that there's nothing going on. And again, it always goes back to the gut as well. So some great benefits here shared by my friend Wendy with the Sudbury Nutrition Clinic, and she does live blood, and I love the work that she does. She had mentioned this week that it helps keep our cortisol hormone balanced. It helps us promote that feel-good hormone, again, with that gentle give and take, that wrap of warm love that sometimes our body needs. It resets the body's cleansing mechanisms. It helps keep our bowels moving, even from the outside. Again, just this gentle application of warmth and renolytic acids, and this nurture that sometimes our body needs to rest just a little deeper. It helps with digestion, assimilation, and elimination. It helps us detoxify from metabolized estrogens, right? Shampoos, cleaning supplies, fragrances, dry cleaning products, detergents, oh my gosh, makeup. There's so many estrogen mimickers out there in the world. We always have to stay on top of the elimination of the estrogens from our liver, because everything's done in the liver and it is released through our bowels. It helps with progesterone production, again, keeping the body calm, keeping cortisol in check so that the adrenals can assist in that aspect. It helps us reset our microbiome and break down some biofilm, which is great. I'm going to research that as well. One thing as well, while I'm thinking of like that progesterone production and that gentle thing, if you have ovarian cysts or you have cystic activity or you're having bad periods, please take the pad, or take a smaller pad, or take a maxi pad, organic, throw some castor oil here and put it right over the belly, put it right over the uterus, over the ovaries, and do that every night. See if that's going to give you a hand clearing out those bad periods, cleaning out those xenoestrogens that can be blocked in those areas, even in the lymphatic system. Like, everything gathers right there. It's so important. And don't forget to do your Dr. Perry's Big Six. I'll add all of this to the notes. I know there's many different types of castor oils. You just really need to make sure it's an organic source. It's hexa-free, and it's from a reliable source, that's for sure. And play around with it. You don't have to take it internally. Apply it to the body and do your research. Thank you so much for joining me today. And please don't forget to touch your tatas.